Yes, sir.
Hello.
Yes, Mr. Bradley.
Do you hear me all right?
Yes, sir.
I want you over the weekend, if you can, to tell John Jones that we're in the spotlight of the nation and everybody's looking to us, and they're putting out a lot of stuff already about how questionable Texas is, and the Post is going to come out in the morning and see if it can't get him to kick it off pretty early, too.
Early next week?
Yeah.
I'll sure do it.
Every state in the country is watching us, and if they get the idea we're going to lose Texas, the first president we've ever had, it encourages the enemy, and I'd like to try to unite, and there's too much talk going around about 50-50 in Texas.
Yeah, I didn't like that today, and I don't think that's true. We talked about that coming in, but I'll get with him. And of course, as you know, Stephen is your good friend. It's just he just started using good judgment.
Well, I agree that we might be in trouble now, and I think that's his appraisal of what it is, and I think the only way we can do it, though, is start leading them, and we just got 8 weeks to do it in, and I think that the Post kicking it off Sunday morning, in the light of my friendship for him and going to bat for him, and Bobby's going out up there next Wednesday, and I'm going to have my own man, and all his he's going to have a friend in the presidency, and he knows it, and I just don't want him saying that, well, the Post with you, and the Chronicle was timid.
Well, you need to worry about that. I'll talk with him and I'll give you a report on it.
Thank you, my friend.
Thank you. Bye.